So many people misinterpreted the picture that I had with James Charles.
I don't know what's there to misinterpret.
Yeah, look, someone said, have you noticed most Muslims who have some sort of fame in the YouTube acting kind of field start to lose themselves in Islam with it?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Sister Maria XOO, whatever you want to call it, you are right, sister.
From a juvenile, when my clothes had holes in them, and my afro was picky, to the 90s.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends, hope you guys are doing well. I'm having an amazing day, and if I'm having an amazing day, you should be having an amazing day. This is what Adam Salih usually says in his vlogs before he starts it. Well, brother Adam and Slim, I'm sure you guys will be watching it together. I'm not really having an amazing day today. Now, I'm going to tell you guys why. Now, before we start, it's not going to be all like, you know, judgmental and haram police and, you know, this is so haram. We're not going to go there. I have no problem with this individual. Maybe a little bit problem with our brother, because he's our brother. Yeah, he should know better. But we're going to talk about this, because we're going to talk about exactly what went on here. We're going to talk about a lot of things that I found out today, actually. Before I was just doing this video, I went to see a few stuff of what Adam Salih been doing, and he's got this new podcast, Racially Profiled. Something like that, anyways, I can't remember, yeah? So we're going to go and watch that, but let's just understand what on earth has been going on. Who is this guy or girl, whatever he classifies his gender as, which is his right. He can call himself girl, guy, gender neutral. He can be whatever he likes. Yeah, in the world that we're living in, he can be wherever he likes. And we're going to talk about what actually happened. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go to the video and we're going to find out. So let's start it from around 7 minutes. So this is where Adam Salih, our brother in Islam, we don't hate him. We hate the action or the things that he does. And we're going to learn some things because there's some stuff he says that is profound. Now, I've done many videos before. We've done videos about brother Adam trying to advise him like 6 years ago. 6 years ago. 6 years ago. And we just want to see where things have been going from there onwards. From, you know, the meet and greet issues to the music videos he got into with girls in his bed, all that kind of stuff, where he's the same person who said that he would not like it if we was to ask for his sister's name or his wife's name. Is very disrespectful. But the same person is in bed with different girls. But if that was, I'm not even going to give an example of his sister because he would find this very offensive and he might be very enraged and angry, rightly so. But when it's other people's sisters, it's all right. We call this hypocrisy. And same with Brother Slim. I've got nothing personal against you guys. I'm just trying to be real out here, yeah? Haram relationship destroys people, destroys them. And you are dating a girl and you promote it openly. If I was to say, Brother Slim, can I date your sister? You wouldn't like it. I know while you're watching this, you're going to be thinking, nah, man, you know, I'm a challenge him to a boxing match or something like that, yeah? You know, we can maybe do that, but it's haram to hit the face of a Muslim and to fight another believer, yeah? That's a different story. We don't want to go there, yeah? So I don't want no boxing challenges. However, if you're too eager, if you come to London, you can let me know if you want to. It's not a free. I'm just saying, if you're really, really eager, you know, you can come and we can maybe talk as brothers. But if you want to get physical, then that's up to you and we'll just see what happens after. But anyways, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to be childish, yeah? I'm messing around. Okay, I'm joking. Nothing like that. That's going to happen. I'm joking, guys, yeah? He's our brother in religion, but I'm just trying to point out the hypocrisy here, yeah? Would you like if I was to date your sister? You wouldn't like it. Then why do you do it and promote it? Hypocrisy of men. A lot of men do this. Biggest hypocrisy. And then you want virgin. I want to marry a virgin. Yeah, you go sleep around. I'm not saying you guys are. I wouldn't be like, I'm not accusing you guys. Anyways, I'm going on a tangent. Let's carry on. Let's watch the video. Here we go. Here we go.
Make sure you guys go listen to us whenever you guys are eating, chilling, driving your car. If you guys want to listen to our episodes every Tuesday, I promise you guys they're super dope and they're stuff that we can't really
super dope, yeah. And we're gonna go and watch the super dope or him talking about smoking dope
talk about on YouTube or Twitter, like stuff that I can't talk about right now, but I'm gonna talk to you guys a little bit about what's been on my mind. First of all, I just want to say
just a quick don't judge me. If there's anyone out there saying, you know, oh, Brother Ali, judge, I'm so sorry. This is not Tupac, yeah? Only God can judge me. Don't judge him. This is not Tupac. We judge from what's apparent, yeah? If you see me kissing a girl in public, I'm not going to be like, why are you judging me for, bruv? Like, why are you judging man for? Don't judge me. We're just trying to advise our brothers, yeah? And it's become so pathetic and so extreme, which we saw, that we have to be direct. And my message is mainly to his followers, then Brother Adam and Slim. Because we've done many videos, well, I'm being honest, majority of times when I do these videos, it's just to make you guys realize, open your eyes, what's going on. And not only me, other people have realized this. Let's carry on. Look what he says.
you so much to the people showing love and making sure that I was okay and feeling well.
What does that mean? Adam, what do you mean by that? I am well and feeling okay. You did the same thing when we first tried to give you advice that apparently we called you Dajjal and you start crying on camera. What is this like, you know, like behavior of, you know, thank you for making sure I'm well. Making sure you're well. What happened, brother? Did you get hit by a car? What happened? Did you get what? What happened, brother? Did you get in an accident? You know, what happened? Did you get into a fight? What do you mean, I'm okay? You're a grown man. Are you trying to say people, if you're okay, why? Because you took a picture with somebody who, to his lifestyle, it's okay. But as a Muslim, you're taking a picture with somebody who we're going to find out what stuff he does. And you're holding him close to yourself when, I think if I'm not mistaken, he himself is maybe a homosexual or something. I don't know. And now you're just like, okay, thank you for checking up on me, that I'm okay, you know, after I posted something haram, which I got, you know, backlash for. I don't understand. Well, like this excuse, and we don't buy that anymore. You know, oh, Prophet Adam, oh man, should we regret what we did? No, we don't. Let's carry on watching.
So many people misinterpreted the picture that I had with James Charles. Man, this...
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's there to misinterpret. Like, now it's like you're blaming people. Why are you misinterpreting? Misinterpreting what? What did we say? Did the people go and say, oh, why are you going and, you know, are you gay or something? We're not saying that. But let's understand what you're saying, you know, on your post, which we're going to open. But let's just carry on watching.
It's crazy. Like, the amount of tweets I was reading was insane. People were saying so much effed up shit. And, like, I was trying my...
What's effed up shit? What is it? What is that? That it's wrong for you as a Muslim to do that, to promote that to young followers where they're being polluted with this gender neutral, you know, are you a girl? I know you can be a boy if you like, or you can be a girl, you know. This is being pumped into our children's in primary schools. It's been trying to be implemented, yeah? I'm not sending hate to anybody. If you reach a certain age and you want to identify yourself as a woman, as a piano, as a robot, as a TV, television, do whatever you want. But what we're trying to say is that there's that danger's out there and you don't give an absolute damn about Muslim parents and what they're going through. You just put it out there like it's okay. Why? Because he's got, what, a big following on Instagram? Let's carry on.
Best, wallah. I was trying my best to not even think about what everyone was tweeting, what everyone was commenting, but so many people were coming up to me. So many different YouTubers were coming up to me. Like, I was just reading your comments and I was laughing at your comments. Like, why are people are so quick to judge? And then it just caused me to read more and more of the comments and all the tweets, and I really do not get it. Look, someone said, have you noticed most Muslims who have some sort of fame in the YouTube acting kind of field start to lose themselves in Islam with it?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Sister Maria XOO, whatever you want to call it, you are right, sister. You are right. If you're watching the sister, you are right. Yeah? Maybe Adam put that there so you can get hate, but let me tell you something. I am telling you, you are absolutely right. And the Quran and the Sunnah absolutely supports you. Yeah? We see Muslim YouTubers taking their Muslim followers to an absolute ride. We've seen that over and over again with different, all of them. Once the subscribers increase, the Islamic videos decrease. And then it becomes, don't judge me. You are absolutely right. Yes, we have noticed most Muslims who have some sort of fame in the YouTube scene acting kind of funny. Yes, to lose themselves and Islam with it. Yes, we see that. We see that. So, please. And this is what he said, by the way, the bomb. Finally, met my crush. She's a sweetheart. So funny. So funny.
Every other YouTuber in Playlist Live saw this happening. There was even a person that was like, bitch.
And while I look in the background, he's putting some emotional music. Like, what do you want us to do? Cry, Brother Adam. Should we cry? Oh my gosh, how could people do that to Adam? Get a grip, man. Grow up. You're a big man. Grow up. Yeah, you have to grow up. You're going and polluting your youngsters' minds. And you want us to have pity on you? I'm not having no pity on you, brother. So sorry. No pity on you. No pity on you, brother.
Is this Muslim Twitter? Or ISIS Twitter.
And okay, interesting. Woo! Now, anyone that advises him or is against him are ISIS now. Can you imagine if the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the companions, Umar ibn Khattab, woo! You wouldn't want to be around Umar ibn Khattab, you know, I'm telling you. And Abu Bakr radiallahu an, Ali radiallahu an. If they were here and they were telling you, Brother Adam, may Allah bless you, but I think this is, you know, a bit wrong. What are you going to say? Oh, Messenger of Allah, stop acting like ISIS. Is that what you're going to say? ISIS, now you've given us a name, we're ISIS, we become ISIS members. And this is exactly what the far right says. We are ISIS members. Why? Because we're telling you what you're doing is wrong. It is wrong. W-R-O-N-G. It's wrong.
Genuinely got mad and I still defended Muslim Twitter. I was like, no, do not say that's ISIS Twitter. That's kind of offensive. And he ended up apologizing. I'm not going to say no names, but
Well, Brother Adam, what do you want, a cookie? Oh, no, no, they're not ISIS. They're not. What about if you told them, you know what? What I'm doing Islamically is wrong. They're not ISIS. What I'm doing is wrong. Why don't you say that? And you're here like trying to, you want a cookie for it. Like, oh, you know, Brother Adam, thank you for defending us.
Ended up apologizing. The Muslim community on Twitter, it didn't just make me look stupid. It also made y'all look kind of stupid too.
Not really. You're making your own self look stupid. You're making us look stupid. You're doing things that, you know, there's sometimes people, Muslims, do certain stuff and you have non-Muslims come and say, you know, in your religion, you're not supposed to do that. You know, when you're like going, you're in a relationship, you know, a sister or a brother in a relationship, and then a non-Muslim comes and says, like, isn't that haram? Do you know how embarrassing that is? Knowing that a disbeliever, a non-Muslim, by the way, I'm not saying in a derogatory way, a non-Muslim coming and telling you what you're doing is haram. A non-Muslim fam. That's embarrassing, bruv.
Like, kind of stupid too. Oh wait, some people actually realized that it's pretty stupid. A huge shout out to Baddie Fa. She said, I swear, Muslim Twitter is so judgmental. He only says crush because Slim sent him text of James dressed as a female and he found her pretty. Imagine judging someone, like, chill. Oh my God. Yo, another shout out to Aisha. Aisha said, exactly, these lot just...
So look at this. Now he's bigging up the people that's defending him. Big up, Aisha, Jogi Yad, big up. Exactly. These lot are just a pick a random point and turn it against him when they don't know the full story. Defend. And this is one thing that I've seen about you, Brother Adam. Muhammad Hijab, you mentioned him by name. Yeah, brother, he's Muhammad, he's our brother. Your brother, you're our brother. Muhammad Hijab is our brother as well. I work with him, he's a close friend of mine. You mentioned him. The only reason you mentioned him is because the issue that we had with Sister Dina and her husband, and he bigged you up and said you're a boxer and her husband, Sid, should be a bit careful. You love being praised. But when it comes to advice, you don't want to know. When it comes to someone correcting you, you don't want to know. When someone bigs you up, you're a boxer or something like that, all of a sudden you mention Muhammad Hijab's name, you're in contact with him. And I spoke to Hijab. I said, Brother Hijab, speak to him. You have connection. Speak to him. He's even disappointed in what you're doing, sadly. Yani, he's disappointed. So what, is he a bad guy now? Now he's a baddie, you don't want to know him anymore? Let's be real here, please. Anyway, let's move on from this, yeah? Though let's go to this other profile thing that he's doing, yeah? So I want you guys to understand, wallahi, I'm sorry. Our youngsters are being misled on a continuous basis and taken for a ride by these brothers, sadly, yeah? I'm not here to say I'm better than you. I'm not better than you. I don't know where I'm going to be. I don't know where you're going to be. You could repent and be better than me. But that doesn't negate the fact that I have to, as your brother, advise you, or at least advise your followers to open their eyes. These people don't care about you. They do not care about you. So let's watch this. So here, this is very interesting, yeah? This is about Adam Saleh catching Uber everywhere. And let's see what the reason is. Which you shouldn't even expose your sins. Yeah, I would say you shouldn't really even expose your sins. Now people are going to be, oh, but now you're exposing his sin. Well, it's public.
It's like, it's flowers.
Look, one second.
I've been taking Ubers because sometimes, most of the time, I'm really, really, really high and I don't want to drive.
Now, when I heard this, I thought he was joking. So he's basically saying this is the reason why he catches a lot of Ubers. He smokes weed, and that's the reason why, yeah? So I'm thinking, nah, this guy's joking.
Wait, I don't want to drive. I don't want to. I swear to God, yeah, sometimes I'm high, and like, I don't want to.
Now, you're taking it off by Allah.
Put myself behind the. But I got my license now, and
But all the people I know in the neighborhood
drop. Now, that's not the only thing that's, like, sad. Listen to why he smokes weed.
Smacked as hell, bro.
Really? Nah, I wouldn't do that. I don't trust myself to do that, and I don't.
Look at Slim. Slim looks like he's uncomfortable with it. And he looks like, because from his reaction, he seems like, Slim looks like he's maybe, I don't know. I'm just assuming, I'm not saying he is. Maybe he's tried it because he says something after, but I don't think he's okay with it. Because look how he's acting, look.
I don't, from experiences in the past that I've seen people go through, I wouldn't want
to. But I don't condone it, though. I'm not telling you how to go do this shit.
He's not condoning it. Big up, Slim. So I'm sorry, big up to you. Because now you're enjoying good and forbidden evil. So you're saying, look, he said that. I'm not telling anybody to do it. That's Islam. That's correcting your brother.
Teslim, this is a no judge, a free judge zone, a no judge zone, right?
Free judge zone, no judge zone. Brother, don't expose your sins. You know, you don't need to tell everyone everything. I'm a sinner. Don't get it twisted. I commit sins. Allah protects me. Allah, alhamdulillah, doesn't protect me. So I don't need to tell people. And we know one of the Prophet ﷺ said that the ones, only ones that won't be forgiven are those who go and tell their sins to everybody. Hide certain things. You don't need to tell everyone everything.
Yeah. So me saying that, like, I'm kind
of... Look, free judge zone. Look, you're making the guy uncomfortable. Now he's like, okay, yeah, free judge zone. Okay, yeah, Adam, you can say that now. Okay.
See, I can't put that on YouTube or Twitter. And people will violate me, man. Like...
Well, you just did.
Well, I'm kind of curious, honestly, you know, like... Sometimes I get high.
Bro, he looks like he's his close friend. He didn't even know this. Look.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's like, it's flowers.
It's grass. It's green. I mean, I really don't think too much of it, bro. Like, because in the beginning when I was younger, I was always thinking, like, oh my God, marijuana. Like, yeah. I just think of it like as a crazy drug. But, like, you know, as I grew up, you know, it's like literally everywhere, you know. What I think of marijuana, personally, what I think, I just think, you know, if you know how to limit yourself and do your thing, like, it won't be, it can't be that bad, but like, there's people out there, like, especially in my neighborhood, like, people I grew up with, you know, like, they smoke so much weed, like,
nah, that's, see, I was always
that's all they do, bro, like, literally, like,
can I be, kind of be honest with you, what? And with everyone who's listening to, I'm gonna be honest with everyone, like, I don't go too much or nothing like that, like,
what does that mean? I can control myself. Every addict starts with small, and you become an addict. It's a dangerous substance. And now you're even justifying that. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. And you're justifying things and it's okay.
Violate or go crazy. I do it sometimes to get some work done.
This is fundamental. I do it just to get some work done. And most of the artists, when they're doing these things, they're taking drugs. Why? Why? Because you need it to go. You're going through stuff and that's the only thing that's going to keep it going. Drugs, alcohol, etc. This is peak, man. This is peak. I'm not going to keep this long. All I'm just going to say is, wallah, it's sad. You're taking pictures with someone, wallah, I had to get some people from our team to look. This guy that you took a picture with, yeah? Like I said, they sent me some pictures, which I can show you guys, because he's a man. Like, he is a man, yeah? Okay, biologically, he is a man. And they showed me, I said, like, why are you showing me this girl's picture? Wallah, I thought it was a woman. Because it's a man. I was like, nah, cuz. It's a man. And he looks just like a woman. Like, that person can be whatever they like. Don't get it twisted. I'm not giving... Like, they can be whatever they like. That's their lifestyle, man. As a Muslim, you know, Brother Adam, just understand, these things are not going to bring you happiness. I don't know why you're doing what you're doing, but it just seems like you're gradually getting worse, brother. Please, man, if you don't care about yourself, care about your followers. Don't put stuff out there. Hide it, man. Everything don't need to be out there. And wallahi, we're just... Like I said before, this video is mainly done for you guys. If Brother Adam takes nasir from it, he can. If he doesn't want to, no problem. But for you guys, understand, don't be taken for a ride. On the day of judgment, none of us, we're going to flee for our life, bro. Adam's not going to give a damn about you. Don't go for it. And just be like, oh, weed is okay. Adam Saleh does it. This is okay. Adam Saleh does it. This guy, these people are not your role models. We're not your role models. Don't take us as your role models. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is your role model. And we ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to guide them in us. What else can I say? It's sad. Wallahi, it's sad. And people think, I like doing these videos. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm on the hunt. Yeah, let me find. Wallahi, I've got stuff to do. Wallahi, you know how long it took to just get some time to just do this. Anyways, brothers and sisters, take care. Look after yourself. Look after yourselves, inshallah. All praise belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll ask Allah to keep me guided and keep them guided. All of us, I'm not better than him. He's not better than me. Allah knows only. Wallahi, I'm not looking down on them, but we judge from what's apparent. Because Umar ibn Khattab said, we used to judge through revelation. Now revelation has stopped. We judge from what's apparent. It's as simple as that. And the hate that you got, I'm so sorry, in the context of correction, you deserve it. And if you want to call us ISIS because of that, call us whatever you like, because we will not stop. We will not stop advising our brothers in a good way, in a good way, without insulting, shouting, screaming, going hellfire. We will advise. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.